Solomon is the chaplain of Duke University. And he tells a story of a very, very upset parent that gave him a call one day. The parent called saying, "I hold you personally responsible for this." What a way to start a conversation. "Me?" he asks. The father was hot. He was upset because his graduate school daughter was going to graduate with a medical engineering degree. And instead of doing what he had always dreamed of her doing, according to the father, she was going to chuck it all, throw it all away, and go do mission work with the Presbyterians in Haiti. "It's absurd," the father shouted. "A degree in medical engineering from Duke University, and she's going to dig ditches in Haiti?" "Well," Williman said, "I doubt that she received much training here at Duke University on how to dig ditches, but my guess is that she's probably a pretty fast learner, and she'll catch on in a few months or so." "Look," said the father, "this is no laughing matter. You are completely irresponsible. You're the one that has encouraged her to do this, and I am holding you personally responsible." "Me? What have I done?" "You ingratiated yourself to her. You filled her head with all this religion stuff. She likes you. That's why she's going to do this." "Foolish thing." Well, about this time, Williman is having a little bit difficulty holding his composure and says, "Look, Buster, weren't you the one who had her baptized?" "Well, yes." "And then, wasn't it you who read her the Bible, took her to Sunday school, and let her go to that Presbyterian youth fellowship stuff?" "Well, yes, but..." "Don't but me. It's your fault she believed all that stuff, that she's going to throw her life away on Jesus, not mine. You're the one that introduced her to Jesus, not me." "But all I ever wanted her to be was a Presbyterian," the father said meekly. "Sorry," said Will Williman. "You've messed up and made a disciple." When we talk about discipleship in Jesus Christ, sometimes we get a little confused as to exactly what we're talking about. The crowds around Jesus had grown very, very large. And rather than Jesus seeing this as success, Jesus seems to see it as a problem. Because you see, being a disciple is not the same thing as being a Presbyterian or a Methodist. Being a disciple is not the same thing as just following from a distance. And Jesus is very concerned that these people know what they're in for. Jesus is not selling a deal too good to be true, where you find out all the gory details later. No, Jesus wants them to know up front, as they begin this trek, just what discipleship is about. You better count the cost before you start, because otherwise you may find yourself unable to finish. You better look at just what you're willing to lose before you sign up. Because what Jesus is about may be more than you bargained for. Perhaps you too thought the goal was to be a good churchgoer. Perhaps you too have found out the cost of discipleship. You need to be careful when you're playing with Jesus, because Jesus is playing for very, very high stakes. Now, we've heard the saying, it'll cost you an arm and a leg. Oh, and your firstborn. But Jesus is saying just about that, and he's not joking. It's going to cost you your arm and your leg and your firstborn and your secondborn and your husband and your wife and your mother and your father and your microwave and your car and your dog and the shirt off your back. In fact, to follow Jesus is going to cost your whole life. All of it. Every bit, every ounce, every crumb. If you're going to sit down at the table with Jesus, Jesus wants to make sure you know what the stakes are. And you know what he's after. Saw on a church sign going by, one of those quippy sayings, God is not looking for weekend visitation rights. God's going for full custody. God does not want you to visit him on Sunday. Jesus is saying that is not what discipleship is about. No, Jesus wants custody of your entire life. It's the most expensive proposition you'll ever be given. There are those who say if you have to ask how much it's going to cost, then you probably can't afford it. Jesus has a different philosophy. I'm going to tell you up front how much it's going to cost. It's going to cost everything. It's going to cost your life. And you know what? You're just in luck because your life is exactly the one thing you have to give. Now, before you think that Jesus is plain unfair and that there is no way in this world you can step up to the plate of discipleship and put everything on it. Your mother, your daughter, your house, your car, your breakfast, your microwave, those incredible new shoes you just found at JCPenney's. Remember this. Your whole life, your life, is exactly what you are going to pay at some point to someone. It's just a matter of when and who. Because at some point, all of us have to pay the piper. All of us face death. And as we're told many, many times, you can't take it with you. There's no pockets in a burial shroud. There's no way to take everything we've accumulated in this world into death. And so at some point, death is going to ask of you your entire life. What Jesus offers is to give you something in return for your entire life. It's to give you your life back with meaning and purpose and vision and direction. It's to give you your life back centered in Jesus Christ. So here's the deal set before you. Are you ready to pay the price of discipleship? There's no half going here. Anybody who has tried to half do discipleship, and actually I'm an expert on this, so just ask me about all the ways not to do this, will find that it is exhausting. It is no fun. And it is ridden and full of guilt. You can never do enough when you're trying to half do it. Because you can never do enough to earn what God is offering in Jesus Christ. Grace is free, but it's not cheap. God offers it to us for the one thing we have to give, our whole life to God. Is it a deal? Are you ready to pay? Have you counted the cost? Have you thought it through? Have you decided who gets your life? It's a lot to consider. But Jesus wants to make sure that none of us are fooled into thinking that what he asks is any less than everything. our closing hymn today, is found on page 338, Where He Leads Me. Would you stand with me as we sing?